If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday, June 19th, 2017, and we're here for an hour to talk to you about everything about you, the markets, your money, and everything that affects it and all points in between. As always, we will do the markets. Washington, D.C., Trump land, and whatever else. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes. Webcasts, there's all kinds of stuff there, all at GaryK.com. Where do I want to start? First off, Otto Warmbier. This is the young man that was taken prisoner, taken hostage in North Korea, passed away from his injuries. North Korea tortured him, beat the hell out of him, came back coma, and died. He was accused of taking a photo out of a hotel room. And there's nothing we can do, really. What are we going to do? There's really nothing we can do. I think he was 21 years old. Terror attack in London, this time on Muslims. A man, 47-year-old from Wales, ran some people down. I think one's dead. I don't know if there's other people involved. The real part of this story, though, was they got him out of the van that he used to run people over. And like they should, people were beating the crap out of him and probably would have killed him. An imam from the mosque made them stop and protected this murderer's life. Do I need to repeat that? It is so unfortunate that the few are killing the majority. You know what I mean by that. I saw another Muslim was beaten up by somebody. Another girl was wearing a hijab and was beaten. You know, man, oh man. There was also a terror attack in Mali, a terror attack in Nigeria. But the markets don't give a crap. They just keep going up. In Trump land today, not a lot. The media is still 24/7 on him. They have no interest whatsoever in anything but destroying this man. Whether you like him or not, whether you dislike him or not, whether you hate him or not, whether you love him or not, the media wakes up every morning and says, how can we just bludgeon this guy to smithereens? And they make it up. They come up with it just so you know it, you're guilty, and we'll lead our way to the guilt. That's what they're doing. Trump also had a big technology roundtable today. I believe Bezos from Amazon, Apple was there, Microsoft, Oracle, IBM, and a bunch of others. Whatever they were discussing. But not much else in Trump land. Except now we don't know if he's being investigated personally. After the Washington Post leaks that he is. I can say a few choice words right now about what we're seeing, but I have to hold back. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Well, at least the fathers. Congratulations to Brooks Koepka for the U.S. Open. I am third in my fantasy league right now. I had Justin Thomas, who broke the U.S. Open record on Saturday and then coughed one up on Sunday. And that's our out-of-the-box talk today, ladies and gentlemen, because we really have to get into the markets now. Last Friday and last Thursday, I did an exercise with you guys on this show. I don't do it often, but only when it shows up in a way do I do it. And that is, I gave you a list of names, growth names that had just been smacked hard over the last week, but smacked hard down to important, muy importante, moving averages. We talk about it all the time. And we told you on Friday, if they can start moving off these moving averages, there may be another move to come. And you can possibly look to them to probe. Well, I got a question from our audience over the weekend. Excuse me, today. And basically the question had to do with, on a day like today where we come off a weekend and all of a sudden the NASDAQ, which was doing so bad, hits moving averages and boom, just gaps up big. Does the big money actually get into some sort of room or get on a squawk box and talk to each other? And just buy in tandem. Can that be going on? Answer is, I don't think so. But what does happen, and it's why we bring it up all the time, is that in bull markets, in bullish phases, in bull moves, stuff will pull back to in and around the 10-week/50-day moving average, hold, and then keep rallying. In bear markets, they drop the price and rally into the declining moving averages versus the ascending, and then fail them as they touch. Great examples, kids. Go look at the oils and go look at tech. If you are to look at the OIH, you will see a clear break on January 30th, and you will see it never got back above the 50-day moving average. The 50-day moving average tops down and heads down. Price goes along with it. When price gets too extended to the downside, it stops going down and then either bounces or sits and you will see that on April 12th, it almost got touched on the underside and then dropped again. Versus, let's use the XLK, which rallied into March and then sat for 5 or 6 weeks as it got too extended. Hit the 50-day moving average almost to the penny and sat along it for 5 days. And then broke out again on April 24th. Well, you rallied into June 8th. And on June 9th, you had that ugly, ugly day. Dropped again the next day. But held the 50-day. Bounced around a little bit on Thursday and Friday of last week. And on Thursday, I'm using the XLK, just technology. The 50-day moving average was 54.98. It hit 54.95. And then the next day, 50-day moving average was 55.02. You know what it hit? 55.02. And then had a good day today, about 1.5%. So, does this mean start of another good bull leg? Don't know. All we can tell you is the big money crowd came in today and put the defensive wall up right at the 10-week/50-day moving average and held things. And if you go check out the names we mentioned Thursday and Friday, that's what led today. Up next, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you have an old car sitting sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a good day. All right, so let's get into... Again, let me back up again and repeat what I said. Major indices, the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, the leading areas, got whacked a couple of Fridays ago. Two out of the next 4 days, they were lower, but finished near the highs of the day. On Thursday and Friday, the NASDAQ sat around touching that 50-day moving average to the point where I gave you out a list of names, and I don't usually do that, but I just reported to you, here are these names that are sitting along these moving averages, and I gave you the 50, and I gave you some stronger names at the 21-day moving average. And the thought process is, if it starts to rally off of here, maybe another good place. Well, it didn't rally off of here. We had a big gap to the upside again today. That's what simply happened today. A big gap to the upside. And again, I got the question, do you think these people get in a room? I don't know what they do. All I know is it's a place where they stand tall. Now, let's be clear. If the market drifts for the next couple of days, drifts, and the NASDAQ drops 200-300 points over a few days, it's going to break that 10-week/50-day, and all heck's going to break loose. But we don't go there. All we know right now is the market held support / moving average today. Market, the NASDAQ 100 and the XLK, which is technology, and they were determined. Think of a battlefield. And one group of soldiers are on a defensive. And they're backing up and backing up. And they got a wall behind them. They get to the wall. If the wall breaks through, oh crap. Instead of the wall breaking through, they buck up, get more ammo, they hold the wall, and start the offensive again. That's what basically happened today. Now, before this week also, the Dow and S&P weren't budging anyhow. And the industrials were acting better. Transports were acting better. Some tidbits were acting better. So that was a non-event. For me, though, the most important thing was the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100, and that meant something. And today probably meant something. Now, I'm also getting asked about today's volume. It was fine. Yeah, triple witching on Friday, so don't sweat it one bit. It was fine. So that all said, I think I explained it okay. Let's do today's market wrap. brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market. His proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. And again, right out of the box today, Dow 144. I think the Dow finished near the high of the day. S&P up 20, NASDAQ 87, NASDAQ 190. What was the NASDAQ down two Fridays ago, like 250 or 280? Transport 62. Advanced declines 18.10, 19.9, New York NASDAQ, 19.10 on NASDAQ. New highs picked up a little bit. As I'm scanning the globe, first off, let's get rid of the bad stuff. Energy, mostly red. Continue to avoid everything on the energy front. There's a few names that act good, but I'd avoid energy completely. Most commodities, we'd avoid. Most names, stay away. Big retail, stay away, except a few names. Bunch of real estate, but not all. Fertilizers, avoid. Most auto anything, avoid. Russia, avoid. Brazil, avoid. But that said, here's what continues to work. First off, the NASDAQ 100 came off the 10-week / 50-day moving average. The semiconductor index, the SOX, never really got there, got close to the 10-week. Very strong day today, and again, there it's important. Financials, all green day today. Citigroup, almost new high. The ones I told you were strong remain, and when I mean strong, it's not strong, it's just relatively. Bank of New York, BK, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley's actually shaping up. And, of course, BlackRock, which is up another 7 today, and Blackstone, that's away from the banks. I will tell you that the insurance stock's strong. In the Dow today, Goldman Sachs up 4, Apple 4. Remember, Apple, a little trouble last week. Back up 4 today. Boeing 260. Dollar gainers, United Health, United Tech, J.P. Morgan, and DuPont, all dollar gainers. And then I'm just looking around, just a lot of green. For me, though, the big story is that NASDAQ 100, that means everything to me as far as I'm concerned. Now we're going to add one more thing. The biotech. When you have a chance, look at the IBB. IBB. Look where it's sitting. And a move above that 302, 303, 304 area, that'd be a big, big breakout, 1 year plus. Got a lot of resistance after that, but that's a good breakout, and that helped a lot today. There was some news. Biogen had some news, so Biogen was up $8 and change today. That'll help the biotechs. Regeneron rallying back up 11 to Celgene, which actually has a strong pattern to it, CELG. Almost near new high ground. So actually the biotechs potentially in play now. Biotechs in play. And they haven't been. So that can help too. For me, the story of the day, though, I want to repeat it. The NASDAQ right down to the 50-day and a strong day today. Not just the day, a strong day off of those support levels. The NASDAQ 100 to the penny off the 50-day moving average on Thursday. That's good stuff. We'll continue with the market wrap, movers of the day, and whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge.
We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventors information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being here today. So last week on that Friday, I wrote a report, Changing of the Guard, with a question mark on it. Got whacked for about 6 days. I still believe that there's been a change in the guard where the Dow S&P outperformed. That was a very good day today as support held. And we'll see what tomorrow brings. Do not argue that big money crowd at support today came in and defended that move to the downside. And when you have a chance, if you want to go listen back to Thursday and Friday's show, go through the names and go through the charts, and you will see just a bunch of 50-day/10-week. Now, just to explain without getting too technical, the 10-week is the 50-day, except it's a weekly chart, weekly bars. 50-day is daily bars, and they're a little bit different than each other as far as where moving averages are. Simple as that. We use them both. One's longer term, the 10-week, and the other one's different, but the 50-day for us very often is the end-all, be-all. And, for example, coming off – well, I don't even know if I need to do names. Just look at the NASDAQ 100. Go look at the NASDAQ. Go look at the XLK, which is technology. And now let me be clear. A few names ain't come back just yet. Maybe tomorrow they do. Maybe the next day they do. Maybe a few days they do. But overall, Facebook at the 50-day, JD.com at the 50-day, Google at the 50-day/10-week. Amazon at the 50-day. Well, that's a whole different story, though, with Amazon, with the news on Whole Foods markets. By the way, my prediction, my unadulterated doofus prediction, somebody's going to come in and bid higher than Amazon. I don't think these companies, other companies, can afford Amazon to get all that stuff. And when I mean all that stuff, the distribution, the ability to, on price and stuff like that, I don't know if you know this, but the margins on food stuff is like nothing. Is like nothing. Is like nothing. So we'll see how that plays out. Lam Research, 50-day moving average. Adobe, 50-day moving average. PayPal off the 21-day. Square off the 21-day. Shopify off the 50-day. You catching my drift? NVIDIA, 21-day. Alibaba, stronger, 10-day. And that's that. Now, I also get the questions every day about valuation. If you had asked me about valuation a year ago, I would have said the market's expensive. Ask some of the brightest minds in the business about valuations. They'd all tell you it's ridiculously overpriced. Doesn't matter. Right now. That's the point I need to make to you guys. Market's going to do whatever the heck it wants to do. Bitcoin, it's represented by nothing. Skyrocketed. Why? There's somebody willing to pay a higher price than the next guy. So just be careful about all that. Just watch the market. And the only thing you need to know right now is very important support on the NASDAQ 100 and technology and all that stuff held today. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. That's all. Now again, You're going to get some violent action right now. You will get some backing and filling as they try and rally him up. But until otherwise notified, today was meaningful at support. And I'm not surprised. And I'm not surprised. The Dow and S&P never budged. Never budged. Never budged. Now, earnings start coming out not till, I don't know, June 15th, June 16th. So this time. And let's see what market wants to take it. There's still cash out there. I think there's still doubt out there. On the other end, there is froth out there. But the only thing that matters to me, the one overriding factor to me, there's only one. And that's price. And price held. The defenders took over. Notice how many times I'm repeating myself. Because I watch like you guys do. And I hear the same things you guys hear. Valuations. Valuations. I saw an advertisement this weekend on the web. Dow 5000, right around the corner, maybe by October. No, I'm not making that up. I know what you get hit with. I get it. That's why price first, everything else second. Catching the drift yet? And I must tell you, as somebody who follows this closely, I marvel when the moving averages hold almost to the penny. And if you look at the NASDAQ now, by the way, I just found another one, red hat at the 50-day. If you look at the NASDAQ, you will notice it didn't do the same thing in the March-April period, but it topped, it sat, it held, and turned up a few days later. That same area. I also got asked whether today's action had to do with the fact that all these technology people are at the White House. I doubt it. I don't think so. I think there's more that work here. And that's the big money crowd. And in case you don't know, that's your big institutions. And we're not talking Bellevue. We are talking the big funds, the big hedge funds, and all them. We're at their mercy to an extent. The good news is we can identify by price and volume action. I'm also getting asked the question about the economy. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I think economies around the globe, okay. That's all. It's okay. Debt is massive. Deficits are massive. Socialism's running rampant around the globe. But you know what else is running rampant? Negative interest rates. The printing of money. Printing of money continues with all this going on. And if I'm to write a book, that's what's doing the trick. And continues to do the trick. And I don't want you arguing with it. Again, the Dow may go to 5,000 one day. It's got to go through 21,000 first on the downside. The Dow may go to 30,000 one day. It's got to go to 22,000 on the upside first. That's why we do not get ahead like others try to. They get left laying. No thank you. Up next on The Edge, movers of the day, and then we're gone. Thanks for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
After over 2,000 games played and 400 plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
yeah!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I was just reading Carrie Fisher of Star Wars was on heroin, ecstasy, and other drugs which contributed to her death. I mean, cocaine, heroin, and ecstasy, her autopsy showed. And I've also been reading, I've been making a point about reading, because I keep hearing there's this opioid epidemic. I guess there is. Statistics are... earth-shaking. I've read somewhere that people do drugs and drink a lot to make themselves feel better. Man, oh man. Feel better. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm like the cleanest guy you'll ever meet at this point in time in my life, and not like I was bad at any time. She died of a drug overdose or contributed to her death. Who else? Philip Seymour Hoffman, that great actor. Heath Ledger, the great actor. And I use actors because we read about them. These are people that are popular, do movies for a living, make lots of money, can vacation when they want, live the life of Riley. Dead. I kind of never understood that. I've never had an addictive personality, except I must admit something. I've been having a few too many double espressos as of late. I went cold turkey last week. Man, oh man, Starbucks got you by the you-know-what. That's all I got to tell you. I can understand how you're addicted on caffeine. I get it. I really do. Movers of the day. Of course, if I can find them, I'd give them to you. I say that every time. Downside, not a lot. EQT Corp down 5 to 53. Ouch. Cooper Standard down 4 to 100. Papa John's Pizza down 3. That's not that good. I mean, the pizza's good, but. Beyond Spring, two or more. Costco, still trouble off the news. By the way, do you know Walmart, half their business is groceries? At least I read that. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I read it yesterday. Children's Place, Wayfair, WageWorks, Signature Bank, all down two or more. That's it. On the upside today, Priceline up 49. Keep in mind it's an $1,800 stock. Clovis Oncology up 28 to 88. Really? No sales biotech. Loses a ton of money. $4 billion market cap. They said something about a drug. I didn't read it. Intuitive Surgical up 21. Google up 17. NetEase 15. Regeneron 11. Mercado Libre 10. Right off the 50-day moving average 2 days ago. Eight or more. Biogen. Coherent off the 50-day on Thursday. BlackRock into new high ground. Chipotle was up 7, down in the aftermarket, though, on some news. Amazon 7, held the 50-day on Thursday, then had the news on Friday. There's a misprint today. They're saying it hit 1,017. It never did. It hit like 1,003, finished at 995. Sherwin-Williams up 6, Marriott Vacations 5, NVIDIA 5, Copa Holdings 5. LendingTree, Celanese, that's a breakout symbol, CE 5. Arista Networks 5. Man, I got a few things I can buy here. Four more. Equinix, Broadcom, Domino's Pizza, Illumina, Alibaba. That one's putting in a little flag, Alibaba. Align Tech, Goldman, trying. Insight, Sage Therapeutics, the biotechs, remember what I said. PerkinElmer. By the way, PKI, that'd be another breakout today. That's on volume 2. I'm going to have to look at that one. IPG Photonics, strong name. Apple, three or more, running out of time. I'll do this quick. Wins Resorts, Edwards Life Sciences, that's a little bit of a breakout here, symbol EW. IDEX Labs, Weibo, one of these Chinese names that setting up in a big flag. Shopify off the 50-day, KLA 10 Core. Cognex, Cooper Company, Universal Display, that's another one, OLED, Electronic Arts, that's another one. I have interest in a lot of these. AutoZone, Baidu, Roper Industries, that's new high. And that is your movers of the day. I'm actually stopping at the threes on the movers. So, 6 day ugly to the downside. The chance it's over. Great defense at support levels today on the major indices, NASDAQ 100. And I think I can almost leave it at that. What tomorrow brings, we shall see, but this market has its way. When it starts going, it starts going. And you're getting now some industrials, some other areas. You know the areas to continue to avoid. And we ain't kidding when we tell you to avoid those areas. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.